Real Country, B1049. This is Tim McGraw. Live like you are dying. It's 728. Currently, we've got sunny skies, sun and clouds. We're at 47 degrees. It's going to warm up to 68 today. Nice looking day today. And time now to talk with Mark Scotch. It's an incredible journey, and he's got an incredible purpose. And he's joining us this morning with the Oregon Trail. And he's biked from Denver, and he's biking all the way to Plover. And Mark is on the phone line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, TK.
And where are you at now?
I'm in downtown Rochester, Minnesota.
So you are close. You're like one day away or so, huh?
Yep. I can see Wisconsin from here, almost.
Almost, that's right. So you said, when I got a hold of you on the phone, you were just coming out from a little meeting?
Yes. So the Oregon Trail has been a five-year journey, if you will, to try to create awareness about the urgent, dire need for living kidney donors. And this year, kind of a twist included with that mission, if you will. I've been reaching out to local offices of U.S. senators and U.S. congresspeople and talking to their staffs about this legislation we're trying to get through called the End Kidney Deaths Act. And I just met with the local staffer of a congressman here, and one out of four people I talked to have personal stories about kidney disease, whatever, and he had a couple himself, so sounds like it's very supportive. He'll try and take it up to his boss and see if we can get a co-sponsor in the House for this bill.
Yeah, that would be great if you could work that out along with it too. So how many, I know you've been quoting stats from time to time. How many people do you know this are currently waiting for kidneys?
95,000.
That's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's probably close to 500,000 to 750,000 people on dialysis, but only 95,000 are on the wait list. Now, that could be for a number of reasons. Usually it's because of their health. Hmm. We say 25 people die every day waiting for a kidney transplant, but the sad fact is that only 13 of those 25 are currently on the wait list. The other 12 have been taken off because they're too sick to go through the transplant surgery.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's sad. And that's the neat thing about what you're promoting is live kidney donation, and you can donate your kidney and get a voucher for some. Maybe you can explain that. You can explain it better than I can on how that works.
Yeah, the voucher is a real game changer because it allows anybody to donate. You don't have to be a match. People, if you see people looking for a kidney, they sometimes talk about blood type and all this, and that's really old thinking. And the new thing is, through the National Kidney Registry, which my wife and I both donated through, the person we wanted to help, we did not have to be a match. Our kidney was found a match through the National Kidney Registry. It's nkr.org. They do the matching. Their network is 104 transplant centers all across the United States. So my kidney, for example, went to New York, and I helped a guy in Louisiana that I met. So that's really how that voucher program works. It's a huge game changer.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just, and that's actually the way it started with you. And then you decided to go on the bike rides and try to make as many people aware as possible. And you've put in, do you know how many total miles you've done so far on your bike rides?
Right now in Rochester, I'm just about 100 miles short of 12,000.
Wow, and you're still able to ride and walk. That's a lot of miles.
So not that I'm counting every mile or anything.
Exactly. If people are just tuning in, it's 7:32. We're talking with Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail, talking about live kidney donations. And you're currently on your trip from Denver, and you're heading back here to Plover. And what's been the best moment so far of your trip?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough question because they're all so good. We rolled in here yesterday at Mayo Clinic. I contacted them last year. They agreed to do an event with us. So I met one of their top nephrologists 20 miles from Mayo, and he's a bicyclist. So he rode in with us. A couple friends of mine are with me as well. And we picked up people from the transplant center, people in this area that are organ donors, organ recipients. We rolled into the clinic yesterday afternoon with about 15 people on bike. Two TV stations were here. So it was it's one of the better moments of the trip.
Yeah, that is so, that's so great. And what a great thing that you're doing. It's so incredible. And you're making the bike ride people aware of the kidney donations. Plus, you're doing these, setting up these events, which help to inspire people to donate their kidneys or just to get that information out there too. So actually, besides just bike riding, you've got a lot of work and a lot of friends helping out behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, I've got some tremendous volunteers. I've got a woman that helps out in Lexington, Kentucky, that does all of my social media stuff because I just don't have time. She TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, even LinkedIn, I think. I don't even know all the ones. And then a really good friend from Rochester here that does all of our legacy media. She puts out press releases, things like that. That brought the TV station in. So we started this, just a buddy of mine from northern Wisconsin, but we've kind of grown it into a little machine, if you will, and it's been proving very efficient and very effective.
Yeah, it's going really well. And so what's your plans now? You're going to be riding into Plover today, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Today we're going to go back to La Crosse. Mm-hmm. We were there the other day, so I have seen Wisconsin already, I guess.
Okay.
But we're going to go back to La Crosse. It's going to be about 75, 80 miles. We had a little headwind today, so we're going to take a route that's going to protect us on a bike path. And then La Crosse tomorrow, and then tomorrow morning I'll start back. And I'm about 88 miles ahead, which means that all through the last month, every chance I get, I ride. And the whole ride is 1,900 miles, but I put on extra miles. So I can actually quit a little early and get those 1,900 miles in. So.
Mm. So is there a certain time you plan on rolling in then on a Sunday?
I probably is going to be tomorrow afternoon, actually.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back here again. And thank you for all you're doing with the trips and the live kidney donation awareness. It's been an incredible journey with you.
Well, thank you so much for helping us do this. Excuse me. When I come back, maybe we can get together and do a wrap up and see you in person for a change.
That's right. Let's do that. Let's make plans on that. I appreciate that. And have a safe trip and on your way back. And we'll talk to you when you get back.
Thanks so much, DK. And thanks to everybody who's been following along and listening. We sure appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. We appreciate that too.